From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I am front of class, sitting up straight and ready for Chapter 18 of the Air New Zealand story.
Yeah, look, we've spoken a couple of times about the recapitalisation of Air New Zealand. We just need to issue a little bit of a public clarification of what's going on. It would appear that there's still a little bit of confusion out there, so much so, and quite unusually, I would have thought, that New Zealand RegCo, which is the NZX market regulator, released a statement yesterday. So looks like there may have been commentary swirling around over the last couple of days. I can't comment. I haven't seen any of this, but I can only guess we're talking about social media and stuff going around this. The confusion appears to be around this point. So we're going to clarify this because you reach an awful lot of people. So here you go. If you own one Air New Zealand share on the record date, you receive one renounceable right. That right enables eligible holders of that right to subscribe for two new Air New Zealand shares. So one share equals one right. That one right allows you to buy two new shares. Now, yesterday, those rights were trading. They closed around 75 cents. So if you buy that right, you then get the right to buy two new shares at 53 cents each. So you have to take half of that 75 cents and add that on to the 53 cents that the shares will cost you to get the cost of the shares. Now, the head shares yesterday were trading at 95 cents. The key issue here is that price is a lot higher than the theoretical price when the deal was announced. So at the moment, people are giving it the tick, the vote of confidence.
Okay, good stuff. Now, dearies, I see some... It's down a smidge when I look at buttermilk, I look at skim milk, I look at cheddar up, so it's a mixed bag.
It is a mixed bag, and I don't think you need to worry too much about it at the moment. This is global dairy trade auction overnight, so I think the key takeout here is we're holding ground. I think that's the best way to characterise the results. So we had four big auction results from 18th of January through to the 1st of March. Commodity prices at that stage were on a bit of a roll. Over a 4% gain per auction in the Global Dairy Trade Price Index. So in total, over a 20% gain over that period. Overnight, yes, the price index has fallen 1%. It follows a 0.9% fall at the auction 2 weeks ago. Skim milk powder up 1%. Whole milk powder balanced that out down 1.5%. Yeah, and as you say, butter down small. Butter milk powder at 6.3%. Look, we're still sitting at historically very high prices, a little bit of froth coming off the top, but I don't think anything to be concerned about. Still getting very good prices. We'll for
talk
the
about
old
a
farms.
Tale of two countries, the RBA. So they think maybe by June, because no change yet.
Yeah, the Reserve Bank of Australia delivered their cash rate announcement yesterday. Currently is 0.1%. Our cash rate is at 1% and heading a lot higher. No change to the cash rate in Australia. Our bank has got a tricky decision on the 13th of April. The RBA is still seemingly in cruise mode. A couple of things to say here. First of all, look at the statement. We have inflation running away from us here, and inflationary expectations in danger of becoming entrenched well above the RBNZ target range. The RBA still has time on its side. It wants to see actual evidence that inflation is above their target range of 2 to 3%. However, eagle-eyed market participants noted a few changes in the statement. They've dropped the word patient from their statement, Mike. So the market actually pegged this statement as hawkish. Cue the Aussie dollar quite a bit higher. And interest rates up a little bit there. So the cross rate to the Kiwi is now at 0.9170. Now, we were there briefly in March last year and in sort of August, September 2020, but actually we've pretty much spent the whole of the last 3 years above 92 cents. So Aussie dollar getting a bit of a boost from the statement yesterday.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, a little bit of weakness. It's down 0.38%, 34790, so it's down 131 points. The S&P 500 down just under 1%, 4542. And the NASDAQ, or the tech index, which got a boost yesterday, has lost that ground, so it's down 1.75%. 255 points, 14,277. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.75%, closing at 7,613. The Nikkei gained just under 0.2%, closing at 27,787. Shanghai Composite up 31 points, around 1%, 3,282. The ASX 200 yesterday, it was higher but lost ground after that RBA statement. It gained 14 points in the end, closing at 7527. The NZX 50, though, we gained 0.57% yesterday, 68 points, closing at 12,121. The Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6962. As I said, 0.9167 against the Aussie, 0.6379 against the euro, 0.5320 pounds. We are at a 7-year high against the yen, 86.08. Gold, $1,922, down small, and Brent crude holding, $107.36.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.